It's our parents' anniversary, so we're surprising them with breakfast in bed.
They're impossible to buy for. We think. We've never really tried.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Pizza! Oh!
No!
I'm sorry!
Nothing's happening!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, our kids walked in on us. We were, as they say, having sex.
That's not a euphemism, Phil. That's exactly what we were doing. Having sex. In front of our children.
Well, they weren't there when we started.
No.
In fact, you weren't even there when we started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle. Say hello, Danielle.
Hi.
And we're back to talk about sex, which is a very hot topic. And that was a clip from Modern Family, one of our favorite shows I think we probably ever watched together. But I'm going to let Danielle talk about what that was all about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're better at this stuff than me.
At sex in general or just?
No, talking about shows.
So that was actually, I love that clip because it was actually hard to find a clip for this. It was either like very unrealistic portrayals of, you know, sex during marriage of couples, you know, having this like crazy romance type of thing, or sitcoms where like it doesn't exist at all. So it was very hard to find a clip, but this one was actually perfect.
We probably could have gone back to This Is 40 again. We could probably do that
for every movie.
Yeah, and for every podcast episode. Yeah.
Yeah. But this one was perfect because, well, what I wanted to find was a clip where you have the door locked and there are kids banging and dogs barking outside because that's sort of our entire life. But this one was good too because it was the morning. They thought that they were safe and the kids bust in. So it was definitely accurate.
Not that your children bring you breakfast in bed very often.
No,
and that's
never.
Kind of the situation that happened there.
Yeah,
but,
well.
No.
But I thought that was probably the most realistic clip that I could find.
Right.
Although maybe I'm missing something, but I went through a lot of sitcoms and it doesn't seem like it's an issue that is dealt with very much in TV.
That's strange because that seems like such from our experience
at least. Not in a realistic way, you know, where they're talking, where they're actually making it, you know, something that, like an actual issue. So, I mean, I guess there, and even movies, I couldn't think of many movies that really like deals with it. Maybe they show a sex scene, but they're not actually dealing with the topic.
I'm going to try to think about that.
Yeah,
while we're
ahead. Because it's, I'm telling you, it's not easy. And please, if people can think of one, let me know. Cause I had a lot of trouble, but I like that clip. So, all right. So how do you want to start this off? Foreplay?
Just remind me, what's foreplay again?
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
Okay, so, well, I had asked you some questions, but first, how many times a week do you think the average married couple...
I love stats.
I know you love stats.
This
That's
is
why
great.
I do them.
Great.
You make fun of me every single time.
I know. All right, so what was your question?
You need to have a point of reference. I mean, it's a hard thing to research, I would think, because how do you know if people are telling the truth? But
I mean, all statistics are kind of...
I guess so. But around how many times a week do you think the average married couple, according to the Archives of Sexual Behavior, how many times a week, a married couple...
For people who responded to this, my guess would be 1 to 3 times per week. In reality... I would say, on average, people in our situation, right? 3 kids, the whole thing, like not single.
Yeah, I don't
love,
know. I don't. You know. It didn't really break it
See,
down.
That's the,
so
that's
much.
The hard part.
I know. That is the hard part.
Right. So 2 parents raising kids once a week.
Yeah. Well, that was basically. So it boiled down to the average adult, whether they're married or not, currently enjoys sex 54 times a year, which equates to around once a week. Study also showed that sex once a week seems to be optimal for maintaining happy and fulfilled relationships. Couples who had sex more than once a week did not appear to be any happier.
Hmm.
Yeah, the idea and finding shows that happiness in a relationship led to more sex, not the other way around.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so in other words, having more sex probably won't lead to being a happier couple. But feeling happier does lead to a stronger sex drive.
I get that.
Yeah, I get that too.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I think it's important to talk about how to maintain a healthy sex life, even when you're married. We've been married 15 years. Been together longer than that, mm-hmm. but I think that it's a topic that people don't talk about. I mean, one of my girlfriends and I are out, we definitely talk about it, and even as couples when we go out with our friends, we joke about it.
I think we kind of always, that always comes up, right?
Yeah, it does, like, always come
it's
up.
It's not just a,
yeah, but I don't think that's the norm.
No,
I don't know.
For us it is, so it seems the norm for
but
me.
It depends on the couples we're going out with.
Right,
there are certain couples you talk about that with, certain couples you don't. But but I guess if you had to give, I guess to get down to business, if you had to give pieces of advice to couples who are trying to find, you know, not that we're the experts on it, but I think we do a pretty good job.
I think we're pretty damn close.
I think, experts, I don't know. I don't know that our way is the right way, but
I think it's the right way.
But it works.
Right.
So if you had to give advice to couples who were trying to make the time to have sex, what would you tell them?
Well, it's so tough because
Dr. Adam.
Exactly. Just like in the episode, when the kids are home and the kids are awake, you're going to get interrupted. It's 100% given fact. Every single time the kids are going to interrupt you. So it's almost like you can't if the kids are home and awake, which is why for us, we do date night at least once a week. And that's one of the reasons it's so important, because we typically get home after the kids are sleeping. And there's no interruption. Well, typically there's no interruption.
Yeah, there's definitely interruption.
Sometimes there's interruption. Mm-hmm. But during the week, you know, when the kids are ready to go to sleep, so are we.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to try to make
that happen. Yeah, weekday sex, I think, is few and far between.
It's, yeah, very tough to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So for me, that's one of the reasons why date night is so important for us. And that's obviously, you know, for the weekends, because we don't have to get up at a certain time to make sure, you know, they go to work or kids have school or camp or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we get home late and the kids are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So we have as much time as we need or want, or no interruption usually.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the best of my advice that I could give is mm-hmm. go out with your spouse, enjoy the time together, and come home when the kids are sleeping.
Yeah. Well, and I think to add to that also is that we find time to leave the house overnight. I think that's even more important.
Oh yeah.
I think there's something still about being home and being in your house and knowing your kids are there and, you know, having to think about that with how loud you are or how, you know, anything like that. You have to really make sure that you're keeping in mind that there are kids that can wake up, especially as your kids are getting older.
Yeah.
Because they know what's going on.
And,
yeah. They know what's going on. Mm-hmm. When our kids have knocked on the door and said, what's going on in there, you know, that it gets harder to come up with excuses as they get older.
Or when you forget to lock the door and you roll over and your daughter's sleeping next to
you. Yeah, that happened to us once.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have no idea how long she had been there, but she had no idea what was going on. She was sleeping, think. That that was terrible. But yeah, I think...
Going away. Sorry to interrupt you. But yeah, so going away is very important to at least get a night out or two.
I think more than one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially because you have the next day, you have, you know, two nights out, and you get to really just be alone together.
And my friend just had written an article about morning sex, how she and her husband like to have, that's like one of their favorite things is to have morning sex. And she makes a good point, is that when you have morning sex, first of all, you're not gross from the night before. You're not full from a big meal and feeling it's like fresh in the morning. Well, I don't know. There's something to be said for it, but you can't do that very often at home, as you could see in the Modern Family clip. Right. It's hard to do that in the morning. And, you know, you got to get up, you got to go to work. You're thinking about the stress of the day, and it doesn't seem like it makes sense. But when you're on vacation or you're away together and you just know that you have all the time in the world and you don't need to jump out of bed, it's nice to stay in bed and do that. And it could be a different experience than when you're coming home late at night and you're tired. And it's nice.
And then, well, also for morning sex, it's not like right before bed and then you roll over, you go to sleep. At least this way in the morning, we can hug each other.
Oh, yeah.
And watch a movie in each other's arms.
I hope everyone's sensing the sarcasm. But we do.
Great idea. Of course we do.
Yeah, we do. Also, I was going to say that to have more times for sex, or even just to make it a priority, I think you have to flirt with each other. You know, I think you have to not stop, like, letting each other know that you're thinking about.
Give me
one
an example.
Another. What does that mean? Why, you think I don't flirt with you?
I just want to make sure. I haven't used the term flirting since I was, you know, dating before I met you.
Sexting in, so. During the day. Letting the other person know that you're, or, you know, touching each other, or saying something private to the other person, or something that is, you know, and now with texting, I think it's a lot easier to do that all day, even when the other person's at work. Mm-hmm. But just anything that's going to let the other person, I think especially for women, I think that's really important to us. Mm-hmm. I think that, I don't know if guys get how much that puts us.
Well, we do. That's why they make emojis, because it's easier for us to flirt with emojis than it is to use our words.
No, but I think that for you guys, you can just do it.
Do what?
Have, like, be turned on and horny and have sex.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much for
that.
Exactly. Right.
But I think for a woman, we need to have a certain confidence level, and we need to have a certain understanding that it's that you're not just looking to have sex. You want to have sex with us. We're not just like, you know, a means to an end. It's actually that you're actually thinking about us. Like,
well, it's kind of by default, right? Don't we have to?
That's exactly your wow.
Is that foreplay?
You're definitely gonna get laid tonight. But I think that's, you know, that's a big deal for us. And I think men who aren't doing that, and maybe if they did that more, and women too, but I think if...
But it's just so different. I mean, we're wired differently. It doesn't work that way. It's a guy gets horny and he's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take much to make that happen.
Right, but it might be more enjoyable, and women might be more willing if they know that, you know, if they're feeling confident and appreciated. And...
Well, listen, we do that. Otherwise, we'd
and
still
be self-conscious by nature.
Like, you know, banging you on the head with a club and taking you back to our house. So we get that you guys need that, which is why we do it and date. Like, that's what...
No, I think you need that, too, more than you'll let on.
No, okay.
You don't?
Need what? Like...
I think that you... I think you'll say to me sometimes, you know, you'll text me, like, in the middle of the day, or you'll call me or whatever, and be like, do you love me? Like, I haven't heard from you in a little
that's
bit.
That's true.
Yeah, you'll be like, are you thinking about me? Or, right. You know, you definitely get where you need that. But not, no. Women are, by nature, we're... definitely more self-conscious. We're worried, obviously, that, you know, maybe you're not attracted to us when you're looking at us, or you're not, you know, you're not turned on by us. And so just telling us and reminding us and letting us know that I'm thinking about you, that is huge. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's one way that you can sort of make it so that your spouse wants,
right,
is thinking about it.
I think
it.
We do that often.
I do too.
I think we probably do that more than the norm. I think we're texting each other every day.
Yeah, not just texting. I think that, you know.
No, but when I'm at work and, you know, you don't answer the phone, so it's a text. So we do that a lot.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're always saying, you know, I wish we could, you know, go out tonight, or we could go somewhere this weekend, or do something just to be alone.
Right. Or way naughtier than that.
Well, I'm trying to be.
Yeah, you're trying to proper. Be nice. But yes, but I think that, you know, that's a nice thing to do. And for people who don't want to say it, who are, you know, a little too shy or too reserved to say it, texting is a good way to do it, because you don't have to actually say the words.
Me, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, that's another episode.
Okay, we'll save that one then.
Yeah, we'll save that. But people who aren't comfortable being vocal about it, the texting is a good way. But I just think for men, for husbands, or, you know, men in a relationship, I think sometimes you don't realize how much we need that. And you've been so good, because even there have been times in our relationship where, you know, I've like been all over the place in weight. You know, I've been skinny, I've been overweight, I've obviously been pregnant, when you can sometimes feel like, you know, not attractive. And you've always sort of been pretty good about me. Like, you've never really made me feel like it was an issue. And I don't know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but you were very good about making me still feel confident and everything when,
well, I've, when I was... I've never not been attracted to you. You're heaviest or you're not. I mean, I think
that's awesome.
Yeah. To me, you're beautiful no matter what. Look, there was a point in one time years ago that I think I let you know that you were getting too ahead of yourself with that.
That was also during your asshole phase.
No, come on. I don't think that's fair.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not fair. No pregnancy, no any of that. But no, but listen, I've never had any kind of not being attracted to you.
Right. And I think probably there are more husbands out there like that who really do look at their wives and are very attracted to them and feel a real connection to them, you know, even if the wife has gained some weight. Or, and same thing with the husbands, you know, that what women, we look at our husbands, or, you know, you look at your wives and we feel a connection and a love and a, you know, attraction. And we just need to say it more. And, you know, the more you say it, the bond is just stronger.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
I don't. That was my piece of advice.
Okay. Well, mine was also that just do it. Just don't go too long. You know, I feel like when you go a little, you know, sometimes I think we can go like a bunch of weeks without doing it. And then it's sort of like you forget.
Right. You kind of get into a little phase where it's...
Yeah. And I think that's typical for marriages. Right. I mean, it's almost like exercise. Like, if you don't exercise for like a while, you don't feel the need. You're not, you know, you're not thinking about it. You don't think how much, you know, you don't remember how much you like it.
That's probably when we fight.
When they don't have sex for a while?
When we don't, and we're just built up and forget that it hasn't happened. And
well, it's also a proven fact that people who have sex, it's a connection, and, you know, there's chemicals released and everything, and it's a bond, and it's something that you have that you have with no one else. You know, that's the one thing. Like, so, you know, a lot of conversation or I can get from other people, you can get from other people, even though I prefer it to be with you. But
conversation?
Yeah. Well, I know you don't want
conversation. No, I don't want conversation.
But as far as sex goes, you know, it's the one thing that you guys share that nobody else, I mean, unless you're into that, that nobody else participates in.
We don't judge.
No, I'm not judging anybody. Are you kidding me?
Makes you happy.
People know the specifics of us. They might judge us. But no, there's no judgment at all. Mm-hmm. But, I think that it's important. So I would say just do it. Even if you're not even if you're tired or whatever, just the act of just doing it, I think, makes you want to do it more.
Yeah. Well, you remember while you're doing it, why you're doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And you want more.
And
of
you're
it.
Like, holy shit. Why don't we do anything else?
Right.
Yeah. So, so that was that. Also, it said, the same study, reasons couples might not be having sex, stress, body insecurities, which I think is probably for women the biggest one from what I think about, chronic medical issues or illnesses, phones, smartphones, computers, all the distractions that we have now, and just a lack of emotional connection to your partner. Which I think is where the flirting and stuff comes in. And it says that the couples that gave each other attention throughout the day, a touch, compliment, something to keep the other person thinking about them, were more likely to have, you know, a healthy sex life. And also relationships where there's a lot of laughter in and out of the bedroom.
Well, we definitely have that.
Yeah, I think so. And... and I just put down things I think men need to understand as far as women and sex drive. I think a lot of wives feel the same way, that you don't understand that our sex drive is completely connected to you helping around the house and with the kids. It's not a joke. You laugh,
it's
but it's
so
not.
Bizarre that it's just, we just don't get it.
But it is so true. Like, if I see you unloading the dishwasher or helping with the kids or whatever, it's way better than, like, you'll send me flowers sometimes, which is super sweet. Don't fucking send me flowers.
No, I don't do it that often. Don't make it like I use that as a cop-out.
Or, you know, let me sleep or something, but, you know.
And I do all those things.
I'm just saying.
Make sure they understand that.
For the love of God, yes. he does help. But what I'm saying is there's a correlation between how much you help and how turned on we are. And how much we want to, you know, we want to give back in a sense. And on that note, so as a guy, what advice would you give to wives who want to hint to their husbands that they want more sex? Like, what can we do as wives to let you know?
I feel like this is a trick question.
It is?
I mean, why do you have to hint? I don't understand. Like, halfway through...
I mean, if it's been a little while and, you know, but they don't quite know how to say it, or, you know, what do men need to know? Like, what do we need to do?
If you ever said to me, listen, honey, we're not having enough sex, and I think we should be a little bit more, you know, involved in...
Okay, but what if somebody's not comfortable saying that?
Well, all right, if you said that, I think my pants would be down my ankles halfway through that sentence.
Right.
So there's no hinting. It's not like we don't need... Or I don't need the emotional...
But a man might think that it's his wife, that she is the one. I mean, there's this assumption, this ridiculous assumption, and I think that it's getting better, but I still think it's an assumption that that wives don't want sex as much as their husbands. And so I think sometimes maybe a husband will think, oh, well, she just doesn't want it, but that might not be the case. So I'm saying, I'm telling you, you need to, one thing that we want is for you to help more around the house. And I realize we sound very stereotypical, like we're talking, it sounds very traditional about what, but I do think that this is how it is.
I'm not sure. Like, if, I don't know, are there women out there that are not getting as much sex as they would like? I mean, is that a thing?
I would imagine. I'm sure there are men and women both, but I think if a woman isn't doing it, a man just probably assumes that she doesn't want it.
So how could she hint to him? You know what? I'm not sure. Like, I just don't know why you have to hint. Like,
right.
Why you just don't say. If you're uncomfortable talking to your husband about, you know, wanting more sex, just say it. I mean, we're not going to look negatively upon you for saying something like that. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy. Like, why does it need to be?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I think there are probably women out there who would like another source to ask, you know, another man what that, you know, mm-hmm. what needs to
all
be
right
done.
So my advice would be, go to your husband and say, I'd like to have more sex. Okay. And then I think their conversation would end right there.
Right. All right, good. Oh, and here's another question I have, and I don't know if this is on behalf of other women or not, but I think so. Why do men have so much trouble with just kissing and like foreplay? Why does it always have to lead? Like, I feel like I feel like sometimes we just want to be kissed, nothing else.
Why?
But you guys are like, that's maybe not other couples. Maybe other couples don't have this problem. And I realize most of the time our kids are around and you can't kiss in front of your kids. Like, I feel like in the bedroom.
Well, that's not true. We kiss in front of the kids.
No, a real kiss. I mean a real kiss, mm-hmm. like what goes on when we're alone in, you know, like in the bedroom. But I feel like it always has to be when we're having sex or about to have sex. Like, it can never just be, you know, it's not usually like just at a random time.
Okay.
Or am I watching too many movies?
Yeah. See, that's the problem with TV.
They make
these like
sensual
shows.
No, but then
you might
hear another couple who says that they kiss all the time. There's a study my mom used to always tell me about it, which is so gross to think about this with my parents. But she used to say that couples are supposed to kiss, like really kiss, at least like once a day. We do not do that.
No, we don't. But if I listen, maybe I'm just so turned on by you.
Oh, please.
That when I get a kiss and I can't stop and I need it to go, I needed to go there.
Okay.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Why are you...
No, I mean, that seems very hard to believe that you can't just kiss and not want it to lead to sex.
Maybe
like that
it's,
to me.
Maybe it's primal.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's got to be because...
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe women have the same problem or maybe they don't. But it just seems like it would be nice to just be able to like kiss and make out a little bit and not have it...
And then what?
Exactly. And just enjoy that.
How long does that take?
It doesn't have to take very long. But I don't know. It just seems like you have issues with that.
No, I don't have issues with it. I just can't. Maybe it's like a gateway drug for me. Like, I can't just do that and need the next best thing.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. And I think also you need to have fun with it. Like, you need to have fun with, you know, I mean, I think we sometimes still, like, act like teenagers.
Are you talking about kissing still or sex?
I'm talking about everything. Well, okay. I'm not really talking about kissing, but
right.
I think we definitely do things that are fun, that keep it fun.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about like out of the bed, like Uber rides or, you know, stuff like that. I won't get into
it.
No, I'm not going to get into the details, but I'm just saying, I think you need to
my
keep
Uber
it
rating
fresh.
Is a 1.3 just because.
Yep. Probably. There's probably some kind of tape online.
But it, you know what?
On the internet.
No, it's maybe inappropriate, maybe whatever you want to think about it. We're always finding something that's new and fresh and just taking it
to... I think you have to.
But we don't think about it that way. It just I think it happens naturally for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in a situation and we just go for it because...
Well, we're both willing to experiment.
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm.
But that's also a hotel room thing. I think a lot of that stuff happens when we're away. Mm-hmm. So.
You got to go away with your woman.
Yeah. Yep. I should go away with my woman.
You should. You will. You're going to have plenty of time.
It's the only thing
for
you
that.
Can't give me. The only experience you can never give me.
I could try.
Oh, God. I don't even want to start to think about how that would happen. I think just have fun and don't take it so seriously.
Sex?
I'm not looking at you. I'm just saying. I think people, you know, it doesn't have to be like, don't worry about how many times. Worry about the quality of it.
Right, exactly. Do it when it's right and it works for both of you and you're both kind of in that moment and situation.
And I think it's normal. I think we've probably gone weeks without having it. And then I think there are times when we probably have to do it a bunch of times in a week because we just... have more time or we're thinking
about
it.
Well, you can't worry about, like, listen, if it goes 2-3 weeks, whatever, without it happening, it's because of a reason. It's because something happened or life is happening.
Yeah.
And then
when find your way back.
When life is right and, you know, everything aligns, you just make it the best. And that's what we do. I mean, we don't let it just go.
Right. No, I don't. I mean, not too long. I don't think. We do. I think we have in the past. And that's one way that I was different. I think all my friends, when they were pregnant, they had these like crazy sex drives that they would talk about. I wanted nothing to do with sex when I was pregnant.
I remember that.
Nothing. And that's a long time. I was pregnant 3 times.
And this is before you porn. So I had a big problem back then.
There was still porn.
Yeah, but you had to rent it or like buy a bootleg videotape.
Yeah, no, I felt disgusting. I was having all kinds of issues. I just didn't.
I remember trying while you were pregnant, like a good 7-8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And what a disaster.
Yeah,
that was.
It was terrible. Thankfully, thankfully, I don't have to be pregnant all the time.
Yeah. Besides the kids and the end, you're right. Thankfully, you're not pregnant all the time because three's enough.
Right. Well, people have a lot more than 3 kids.
3's enough for us.
But I think I'm not the norm. Like, women in their second trimester, I've heard stories about, you know, how much they love having sex. And that wasn't me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Apologize for that. But and we all go through periods. You know, we go through depressions. We have, you know, we're dealing with an illness or a sick family member. Or, you know, that's not really the first thing on your mind. So we all go through that. But it's important to find your way back. Mm-hmm. So, and one way to do that is date night or hotel or just flirting and letting each other know. I do too.
Oh, that's the best.
Yep. I like the hotel better.
Yeah, I know you do.
I would take that over date night. But
Yeah, but date night's a lot cheaper than hotel night.
Oh, yeah. Right. I guess that's on the back of your mind. I forget about that part.
Oh, yeah. You want to turn us on? That's another way to do it.
What?
Spend less money.
Oh. You want to turn us on?
Yeah.
Spend more money.
All right. Okay. So I'll wash the dishes.
Yeah.
You spend less money.
Okay.
And then we'll have an amazing sex night that night.
Okay. Let's try it.
Yeah, right. That'll never happen both ways.
All right. Well,
done?
I'm done.
That's all you got? Such a hot topic, and that's all we got?
I mean, no, I want to save a lot for other episodes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good idea.
I think because there's so many things to talk about with this.
Right. Actually, this is probably just a good intro to things that we'll be talking about.
Yeah, this is just first base.
Yeah, exactly. You know the bases have changed, right, since we're kids?
How do you know this? I have no idea.
I've heard things, but bases are not
what
they
used
to
be. Well, you work with a bunch of teenagers, so.
Well, they don't tell me these things. Oh. I don't know it from them. Mm. But.
What do you mean? Can you elaborate on that, please? I'm interested.
So what, first base was kissing. Mm-hmm. Second base was boobies.
If you're uncomfortable with this talk, you might want to turn it off now because I don't know where this is going. I know what it was when I was younger.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying for people who are uncomfortable with whatever you're about to say,
I'm only at second base. It can't be that uncomfortable.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
I'm just talking about boobies so far.
All right. Well, you said it changed, so what do I know?
Third base was vagina play.
Okay.
And only with your fingers. And home run was sex.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it was back then.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the exact
bases. I really hope our parents aren't going to listen to this episode.
I don't know them. Okay. But I think first base today is anal.
You're such a liar. All right. That's enough. You're just being an ass. No pun intended. Oh, my God. So inappropriate.
Hey. I had to throw that in there. Come on, it's a sex episode.
No, that's
for fun.
That's for another
episode. No, but seriously, I think today things are a lot different than when we were.
Well, let's find that out, and we'll talk about it on another episode.
Okay.
Because I do want to talk. That's one thing I want to talk about too. Is how we talk to our kids about this stuff, because it's not going to be like this.
No way.
Nope. So that's something that's going to have to happen pretty soon.
Another episode.
We can't just rely on friends to teach our kids everything.
Don't they have sex ed still or no?
I mean, come on.
Somebody's got to teach your kids about
sex. That's not funny. Huh. You have to teach your kids about sex, right? Or I have to teach both of us. Yes. And Ross and Rachel.
Ross and Rachel.
Okay, well.
Close it out. Done. Okay, so.
So what have we learned here today, kids?
Yeah, so we've learned
So men go vacuum
right
now.
Women stop spending money, and then that's a deal.
All right.
Right?
Well, all right, we'll try.
Yeah, so we'll
vacuuming is a lot easier than spending money. You get the easier part.
Mm-hmm, sure. Okay. Please go visit us at marriageormartinis.com. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook.
I think we should end it, too, with another clip from Modern Family.
Okay, let's go find one. Okay.
Yeah.
We're also on Instagram, and we will be on iTunes, right? We're not there yet, but they downloaded it, so we have to be there right by now.
Well done.
Thank you. Rate us.
Rate us and review us,
not
please.
On that.
Please, rate and review us.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's okay. Maybe they didn't see anything.
Sweetie, they screamed, they dropped a tray of dishes, and then they ran out of here like they were on fire.
You were on fire, lady.
Really? You're still going?
Well, forgive me for thinking your zesty performance deserves some praise.
Phil, our children are downstairs right now, and they're probably traumatized.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it's not that bad.
I can still see it. I can't believe that just happened.
What were they doing?
Nothing.
Whatever it was, it looked like Dad was winning.
It! They were doing it! He has no idea what you're talking about.
Sex?
Yes!
I know what sex is, Alex. It's when a man and a woman take off their underpants and then get into the bed.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm really sorry about what happened.
Well, we're not sorry about what happened. We're sorry that you saw what happened.
Yeah, okay, they get that. Let's see. No one wants to see their parents.
Your not sensuality.
Dressed. Oh.
Basically, it's two adults.
Adults.
It's like you're shaking hands, mm-hmm. but you're not using your hands at all.
I can't handle a big family talk about this. We're not gonna have a choice. So when they start talking, just smile and nod and think about something else.
Yeah, it's easy. Just like at school.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying here is that as you get older and explore your sexuality, you will discover that as long as you are in a committed relationship with consenting adults, there's really nothing to be embarrassed about.
And let's face it, your mom can't keep her hands off me whenever the gun show comes to town.
A good one, Dad.
Humor makes difficult situations easier.
Wow, really?
Totally. You talked to us on our level, but without being condescending.
We did.
All right. I guess we did.
Yay, us. I think we really handled that well.
Me too. You were excellent.
You were pretty good.
Oh.
Oh, this is such a weird day.
I know it.
By the way, happy anniversary.
It always is.
Hey, Mom, can I get... Oh, my God, enough!